It is a burgundy gold game day on the fan presented by Rude. Is your cooling system letting you down? Score a touchdown with Rude and experience peak performance. Dominate the season with unmatched cooling power and visit RUUD.com. If it ain't Rude, it ain't right. We'll get back to football in a little. But we wanted to turn our attention to this C.J. Abrams story. So C.J. Abrams, shortstop for the Washington Nationals, made the All-Star team this year. 23 years old, has 20 home runs on the year. And he was optioned with just 8 games remaining in the season to the minor leagues. Why was he optioned? Well, apparently he was out all night gambling at a casino till 8 in the morning.
He was there till 8 in the morning before a 1 p.m. start
game.
That day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
so they probably had to be at the at Wrigley by, I'm guessing, 10 or 11, 10:30.
Yeah,
at the latest.
So he got no sleep. He can't perform.
No.
I actually love what Rizzo did.
I love it too.
I love it. Send your ass. I don't care if you're an all-star.
Not taking it.
Send your ass down to single A.
You think he's gonna let that happen on his watch from a 23-year-old kid?
No.
No chance.
I mean, can you imagine how pissed Rizzo was?
Oh, it had to be volcanic.
Oh, I'm sure.
So he actually played in the game. He was 0-for-3 with a walk in the game.
Of course he was.
He was at Bally Casino until 8 a.m., 1 p.m. game. Prior to that, he was 8 for his last 17.
That doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter one bit.
He went 4-for-5 the night
before. With no sleep. He had no sleep.
Look, you're a professional athlete. There's curfews now, in place for reasons. You can't stay out until 8 a.m. for a 1 p.m. first pitch.
Now, I've done that, something similar, where I've been up till 2 in the morning, and I'm in here and ready to go at 6. But this is not me running around the bases.
Can't play baseball.
At bats in a Major League Baseball game. It's a different animal.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I love what he did.
You know, now, Michael Jordan was famous for doing this sort of thing.
Right.
And then putting up 40 points.
Well, that's one thing. If you're Michael, you can do whatever you want. C.J. Abrams can't just do whatever he wants.
He's not Michael Jordan.
I didn't know that C.J. Abrams likes to chase the dragon.
You've never seen him at MGM?
I was unaware. I've never seen him.
Yeah.
He's in a different part of the casino. Like, it sounds like he's probably more in the high limit area.
Right.
I'm just going up trying to set over set people in the poker room. He's not wasting his time with that.
Has there been any comment from CJ?
Oh, I don't know.
Rizzo's comments were very general.
No, I think
it's an internal issue.
You're laying as low as possible. And you just want to take your medicine and hopefully learn your lesson from this going forward. Don't do it again. I mean, it's not a great look. I mean, he's being publicly shamed and humiliated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this should be a wake-up call for him. Like, next time he's near a casino, he's got to have a governor on. He can't stay there until 8 a.m. when he's got a 1 p.m. start the next day.
What's the rumor? How much did he lose? I mean, this is just a rumor.
I hadn't heard this rumor.
Someone said
180 grand, but who knows?
I mean,
that could be someone just looking at chips going, oh,
right. We've all been there.
Eyeballing it.
You're stuck. You don't want to go home until you get unstuck.
that part is true.
You want to make it a little bit back.
Yeah, yeah. I've never been stuck 180 grand
in one sitting.
Like, you're chasing stuck. The money.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture of him sitting at the roulette wheel?
I did see the picture.
I don't know how it's 180K. He was only betting like $300 on black.
Yeah, whoever saw it probably just
And then I saw
guessing.
He had one more black chip out there, like covering four numbers.
He might have been down to the felt.
Down to the nubbins.
I mean, you know.
Maybe that was at 7:59 a.m.
Yeah, who knows when they took that pick. Probably didn't take
it. Yeah, we need a timestamp on this pick.
Yeah.
Did you see the argument about how Mike handled it, saying it was poorly handled?
What's the argument?
That come contract time and re-signing, you know, if you're being publicly humiliated by your GM, it's less likely that you'll want to stay with the GM and the team that is humiliating.
That's fine. You can't let the inmates run the asylum. It's fine. If we lose them, we lose them.
I would guess most.
You're basically over them.
I'm standing on principle. You can't. Yeah. So I understand. You might. But who cares? Who cares if I lose the guy that's going to come up occasionally and perform on no sleep and not give me his full value?
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of am over him. You're gonna have to really.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Matt. Really prove Matt, himself. They control him until 2028. So it's not like he's just stepping away next year.
I know, but if you're playing the long game, you're looking down the road, and it's 2028. And
yeah, but you got.
I would assume.
So you would argue then? What kind of repercussions would you argue then? Just an internal fine.
You might
not be enough.
You just bench him for the rest of the year, or give him a fake injury.
Well, they did bench him.
I know, but just.
Yeah, but why give him cover? Like, I think what Mike is doing is just old school. We're not doing this. Yeah.
Some GMs might do that.
Yeah.
But Mike said, F it.
Yeah.
And it's going to cost you about $28,000.
Yeah. And if we end up losing CJ Abrams, that's fine.
Well, that's 4 years down the road. So,
yeah.
I mean, they could trade him. But
if we lose him, he's got to look in the mirror. It's not Rizzo's fault.
He knows he effed up. I'm sure he does. I mean, I don't know if he apologized to
That's
Mike.
That's a good question. Was he contrite?
Yeah. Or did he try and defend himself, or did he apologize to Mike?
Say,
my bad.
Like, F you.
Yeah.
That's where I'd wonder, where's this guy's head at? I mean, clearly he was out too late, but.
Did he have drinks?
Is this a pattern?
Don't know.
That may in the picture. Can you notice if he was like, drinking all night?
There's no drinks in the
picture.
There's
nothing in front of him in the rail. Seemingly no chips in front of him either, which is not a great optic.
It's a very down bad face, too. Yeah.
Has he been known as an attitude guy?
Well, I've never known that. No, all they've done is hype this kid up.
Because I saw in our comments when I put up a post on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks, somebody said that he had been, but I've never seen that.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Gage in D.C. Gage, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks. What do you think?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, first of all, it's kind of funny that the Junkies are ripping somebody that gambles a lot. But anyway.
No, I don't care that he gambles, actually. That's a non-factor to me.
We're fine with him gambling. He just can't do it until 8 a.m. when he has a game 5 hours later.
I could care less
even
what he
loses
gambling. Even
though I did walk straight from the blackjack table to the whatever studio we were doing the show from back at the Borgata.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever bar we were at.
The center bar.
Right. Yeah, the center bar. Yeah,
that's part of our shtick.
Yeah, but we're not professional.
That's a little different.
Yeah, it's part of our charisma.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Gage.
3 weeks ago, I get a text from a buddy and said, hey, do the Nats play today? And I said, Saturday? What time? And I said, 1 o'clock. And he said, well, CJ Abrams is here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm leaving the casino, MGM, at 6 a.m., and he's still there.
So it's a pattern of behavior. It's a pattern.
It is. But I said, is he on a heater? And he said, not really. He's not betting a lot.
Yeah.
And I said, what's he playing? He said, Baccarat and Blackjack. Mm-hmm. But every dealer knew him, and he goes there all the time.
Yeah.
So this is a pattern.
That's what it is.
It's not.
Yeah.
But
That makes sense to me.
Hey, J.A. from Olney here knows his pain. He knows the throes of addiction, if that's the case.
How is Cakes not running to him?
Well, that's because
he's not playing poker. Yeah, he doesn't play over there.
Special guest bounty, C.J. Abrams.
Right.
He's got time now.
You knocked him out, you get $180,000.
Thank you, Gage.
This is a pattern. No.
Yeah. All right. Well, I can't confirm that, but I hear you. Thank you, buddy.
I'm not surprised one bit.
Thank you.
Not surprised one bit.
Have you seen Allen Iverson? Isn't he like a regular?
Oh, I haven't seen him in person, but I've heard that he's there a lot.
There's some crazy stories about Iverson.
I've heard him
he's at MGM National Harbor a ton.
I've seen him multiple times. Yeah.
Again, he's a guy that I wouldn't expect to see grinding in the poker room. Like, he's going to be at either blackjack or baccarat, most likely.
I've also seen.
And also losing a ton.
Like, could be, yes.
Max Scherzer. But, I don't think anybody thinks Max has a problem either. In fact, I think Max was overserved when I saw him.
Overserved. That's the one I like to use, too.
Yeah.
I was overserved. Bartenders didn't know what they were doing.
Not your fault.
No.
Yeah. Listen, again, I don't care about his gambling problem or lack of problem. It means nothing to me. But you got to get full rest. I'm a stickler. I don't like guys partying before games. I don't like any of this stuff. I'm out on all that. I don't like going to the club when we got games coming up. I don't like that stuff.
I think there's got to be a rule. If there is a rule, if they had a curfew and he broke it.
Well, do you want to play the Keith Hernandez out? Hernandez hasn't played in 30 years, but he said back in the day, you'll hear it here, that it was like a loose curfew.
So did you see what happened with the Washington Nationals today?
I did see what happened.
Uh-huh. They're in Chicago, and They announced before the game that C.J. Abrams, their star shortstop, has been optioned to the minor leagues because apparently he stayed out late before reporting to the ballpark today.
Really late.
Yeah.
I can see 4 in the morning, but not 8 a.m. Spoken like a man with experience.
I mean, things have obviously changed in the game. Yeah. I mean, curfew was always a thing, but it was something that was only lightly enforced. But to send your starting shortstop to the minors with a week to go in the season because he was out late, fly ball right center field, and there's Castellanos. And that's the second out.
Although Mike Rizzo said not on his watch is someone staying out till 8 o'clock in the morning. Davey Johnson had a bed check for the 86 Mets. He said if the beds were in the rooms, then they checked out.
That was great. That's so great.
You know Chicago, it runs late like New York. And there are some places to imbibe, and they don't get going until midnight.
There's Harrison Bader. How do you know that?
Well, from past experience, you can go into a club or a bar in Chicago at 11 o'clock and it's empty. You go back at 12:30, it's packed.
Yeah. So I can't confirm this. This is from our friend Cody Betts, mm-hmm. at Cody Shook on Twitter, who used to work here, and he is a degenerate.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying the pick isn't from over the weekend that's widely circulating. He says this pick is from MGM National Harbor.
Right. Okay.
And by looking at it, it does kind of look like the runway in MGM National Harbor, where you're looking at, is it Blossom, the center bar, before you get to the other side of the casino?
Okay.
And I can't make out the writing under the MGM. It does kind of look like MGM National Harbor, but I can't.
But isn't that how it says MGM on the table?
Huh?
It says MGM.
But there could be, like, he could be at an MGM property in.
No,
like,
he was at Bally's. The report was he was at Bally's.
Okay, so
I'm pretty sure that's an old photo. That one that I saw. Yeah,
that's
that photo might be. But how was he caught? He was probably caught by someone taking a photo of him and tweeting it out, right?
Maybe, but that's not.
How else was he caught?
That's not from this photo.
Somebody ratted him out
over the weekend.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But there's probably a picture of it. It's got to be a picture of it.
There are multiple people saying that he was at whatever Bally's properties.
Maybe security busted him, Jason. Maybe security busted him going back to the hotel at freaking 9 a.m., yeah. Bloodshot eyes. And
it makes you wonder how many times he's done this, on road trips.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Yeah. There's no way this was just the only time.
I've got to imagine this can't be the first time that something similar to this has happened.
Right.
I'm just guessing.
So if he's out in Arizona or in Milwaukee or right. I don't know where they have these casinos. I don't know how many states have them, but I can't imagine this is the first time he's done it.
Hey, bank local, cheer local, and business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.